Message number 45. Global conversion about to happen. Sunday, February 6, 2011 at 13:40. Dearly beloved daughter, this is one of the final messages to be inserted in my first piece of sacred scripture contained in the volume The Warning. My beloved children, you will soon be made aware of my existence through chastisement. Very soon now, believers in God the Almighty and atheists alike will be given the final gift before the glorious day when I return to judge. This great event will open up your hearts and you will look in awe at the wonderful love that I show you in this act of mercy. Many of you do not realize that my eternal Father exists. For so many of you innocent souls, you should understand that my mercy extends to you during the warning. No matter what name you will want to give me, it will be then that a new understanding will embrace your souls. Be grateful when this happens, because this chastisement will be your salvation. Once this event is over, all those believers along with those who will convert because they will finally understand the truth will form my new army on earth. Each one of you who will have sought forgiveness when your sins will be revealed to you will seek to spread the truth to those in darkness. This gift will, my children, bring you hurt when you are mocked in my name. Be thankful when this happens, because then you will know, painful though these experiences will be, that you are a true disciple of mine. You will join me in paradise when the time comes. Never fear your faith, my loved ones. For if you were to glimpse for just one moment the sheer splendor that my Father has created for you in paradise, your human eyes could not withstand the light and the glory. Once glimpsed your attachment to this earth, beautiful though it is, because this too was created by God, you will beg for the time when you can join me in paradise. Message of love for atheists. Remember one final lesson from me. Atheists everywhere, listen to this message now, even if you find it hard to do so. Every one of my children on this earth feels love at some stage in their lives. When you feel love in your hearts, you cannot see it, touch it, and may find it difficult to describe. There is no scientific method available which can evaluate it. Love makes you humble. Love makes you generous of heart. Love can help you to make big sacrifices. Love is confusing but passionate. Love is not man-made. It is a gift from God. Love comes from only one source. Love is God. God is love. It's that simple. Open your hearts to the pure love that I and my eternal Father hold for each and every one of you. Look to me as a child would look to its parent. Call me and I will fill your hearts. When that happens, you will never turn back. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.